1 Kings chapter 12. And Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel had come to Shechem to make him king. And it came to pass, when Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who was still in Egypt, heard, for he had fled from the presence of King Solomon, and Jeroboam dwelt in Egypt, and they sent and called him. And Jeroboam and all the congregation of Israel came and spoke to Rehoboam, saying, Your father made our yoke grievous. Now, therefore, you make the grievous service of your father and his heavy yoke which he put upon us lighter, and we will serve you. And he said to them, Leave now for 3 days, and then come again to me. And the people departed. And King Rehoboam consulted with the old men that stood before Solomon his father while he yet lived, and said, How do you advise that I should answer this people? And they spoke to him, saying, If you will be a servant to this people this day, and will serve them, and answer them, and speak good words to them, then they will be your servants forever. But he forsook the counsel of the old men, which they had given him, and consulted with the young men that were grown up with him, and which stood before him. And he said to them, What counsel do you give, that we may answer this people with, who have spoken to me, saying, Make the yoke which your father did put upon us lighter? And the young men that were grown up with him spoke to him, saying, You shall say this to this people that spoke to you, saying, Your father made our yoke heavy, but you make it lighter to us. Thus shall you say to them, My little finger shall be thicker than my father's loins. And now, where my father did lade you with heavy yokes, I will add to your yoke. My father has chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. And so Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam the third day, as the king had appointed, saying, Come to me again the third day. And the king answered the people roughly, and forsook the old men's counsel that they gave him, and spoke to them after the counsel of the young men, saying, My father made your yoke heavy, and I will add to your yoke. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. Wherefore the king did not listen to the people, for the cause was from Yahweh, that he might perform his saying which Yahweh spoke by Ahijah the Shilonite to Jeroboam the son of Nebat. And so when all Israel saw that the king listened not to them, the people answered the king, saying, What portion have we in David? Neither have we inheritance in the son of Jesse. To your Elohim, O Israel, now see to your own house, David. And so Israel departed to their tents. But as for the children of Israel which dwelt in the cities of Yehuda, Rehoboam reigned over them. And then King Rehoboam sent Adoram, who was over the tribute, and all Israel stoned him with stones, so that he died. Therefore King Rehoboam made speed to get him to his chariot to run to Jerusalem. And so Israel rebelled against the house of David to this day. And it came to pass, when all Israel heard that Jeroboam was come again, that they sent and called him to the congregation and made him king over all Israel. There was none that followed the house of David, but the tribe of Yehuda only. And when Rehoboam had come to Jerusalem, he assembled all the house of Yehuda with the tribe of Benjamin, 180,000 chosen men, which were warriors to fight against the house of Israel, to bring the kingdom again to Rehoboam the son of Solomon. But the word of Yahweh came to Shemaiah, the man of Elohim, saying, Speak to Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, king of Yehuda, and to all the house of Yehuda and Benjamin, and to the remnant of the people, saying, Thus says Yahweh, You will not go up, nor fight against your brethren, the children of Israel. Return every man to his house, for this thing is from me. And they listened, therefore, to the word of Yahweh, and returned to depart according to the word of Yahweh. And then Jeroboam built Shechem in Mount Ephraim, and dwelt there, and went out from there and built Penuel. And Jeroboam said in his heart, Now shall the kingdom return to the house of David. If this people go up to sacrifice in the house of Yahweh at Jerusalem, then the heart of the people shall turn again to their master, to Rehoboam, king of Yehuda, and they will kill me, and go again to Rehoboam, king of Yehuda. Upon this the king took counsel, and made two calves of gold, and said to them, It is too much for you, to go up to Jerusalem. Look upon your Elohim, O Israel, which brought you up out of the land of Egypt, and he set the one in Bethel, and the other did he put in Dan. And this thing became a sin, for the people went to worship before the one, to Dan. And he made a house of high places, and made priests of the lowest of the people, which were not all the sons of Levi. And Jeroboam ordained a feast in the eighth month, on the 15th day of the month, like the feast that is in Yehuda, and he offered upon the altar. And so he did in Bethel, sacrificing to the calves that he had made. And he placed in Bethel the priests of the high places which he had made. And so he offered upon the altar which he had made in Bethel the 15th day of the eighth month, in the month which he had devised of his own heart, and ordained a feast to the children of Israel. And he offered upon the altar and burnt incense. End of chapter.